Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Blue Friday, everyone. Steve Miggs, I was just looking at the forecast for the weekend, of course, because why wouldn't I? People that are going to the game on Sunday, it's going to be 62 degrees and sunny.
No, it's not.
It is.
Okay, because I recently just was thinking about, I'm like, well, that ship has sailed, because my wife likes going to one game a year. That's like, we're good for one game. I'd rather watch the games at home on the couch.
Sure.
But once the weather starts getting crappier, that window is gone.
Oh, yeah.
Usually we have to go to like one of the first couple games, and I was just thinking, I'm like, man, we missed the opportunity. We're not going to be able to go to a game. But there's a chance.
I mean, if there was a game you should choose, I feel like it's this weekend.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Against the Cardinals. Better win.
Definitely. However, I will say 62 degrees in the fall feels very different than 62 degrees in the spring.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When it hits 62 degrees in the spring, people are like taking down the convertible tops. We have sundresses coming out. Flip-flops are back. But in the winter, or like as we get closer to winter, there's still scarves and puffy coats and all that stuff.
I always love the dude on I-5 that's driving like in a convertible. And it's like, yeah, look, I always have to do a double take. I'm like, what is the temperature outside? It's like 59 degrees. I'm like, all right, buddy.
Close enough.
I hope you don't know how to put your roof back on, and that's the reason why you're doing this.
Well, go Hawks this weekend, yes. And it's time for the Daily Migs download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. And today, apparently, you guys have missed the memo because it's National Jersey Day.
Yeah, you're looking all awesome in that vintage one. I love
Brand
that.
Brand new, too.
Is it really?
Yes.
God, you have a jersey addiction.
I kind of do. But I recently got onto a kick thanks to YouTube. I went down a rabbit hole and watched a bunch of videos and specials on the great former MVP for your Seattle Seahawks, Sean Alexander.
Oh, yeah.
And I figured since he's bringing his 17th child into the world, he probably needs an extra couple of dollars, so he got some of mine.
That was nice of you to do that for him.
Plus, I feel like he's such an underrated is not a good, he was an MVP, but I feel like a lot of people just forget about him.
Yeah.
You know, let's put some respect on that guy's name. Number 37 deserves some love.
I used to love watching those fast feet.
Yes. All right. Speaking of jerseys, there are some people saying that maybe they're not going to buy the brand new PWHL jersey when they put out their team jersey because some people are not happy with the new team name and logo. If you missed it yesterday, Seattle's pro women's hockey league team, so it was originally just called Seattle PWHL, they now have a team name, and here's their star player Hillary Knight making that announcement.
We are the Seattle Torrents.
And the internet went, all right. Including us, I'm not going to lie. Still had, we almost had 24 hours, or 21 hours into having the new name. I still don't like it.
I'm slowly warming up to it.
You are?
Slowly. It means a violent rushing stream of water.
I mean, I don't care what it means. I still don't like the name. Did you see on, I think it was like on Climate Pledge Arena, they had like, they shared like what everybody was guessing in the building on what the team name would be. And I thought some of the suggestions were even better than the
team
name.
There were some good ones?
I did like that somebody thought that they might go with the team name, the Kraken. Just to show solidarity.
Yeah.
Other ones were like the Freeze, the Pilots. Oh. Would you like the Freeze?
I would have loved the Freeze.
Seattle Freeze.
Just like the people in the Pacific Northwest?
Yes, apparently.
Yeah. How about the Anchor?
Nah.
No? The Killer Whales. Danny, you would love that one.
The Killer Whales.
No, I honestly would have loved the Killer Whales. I do love that somebody guessed the Spiders. Why would it be called the Seattle Spiders?
Ew.
Or my favorite, for many reasons, the Seattle Clamshells.
I would have bought all the merch. Take my credit card.
I would have got the tattoo.
Oh, but definitely no. A clam tat.
Oh, the mascot? Bring out clammy?
Yeah.
Oh, just like the Ivers clams? You know, yeah. Those are the coolest.
And then on the Twins, like whenever they want to give like cool information, here's your clammy's pearls of wisdom.
Oh, I like it.
Why didn't they reach out to us? The Torrent, I mean, it's not terrible. I don't like... It's not like I'm going to be like, I'm not going to not wear their merchandise. I'm sure I'm going to buy something of theirs.
But it's something for free.
Yeah, definitely something for free.
I feel like a clam is very intimidating for some people.
The angry clam.
Yeah.
Let's go, clams. Let's go. No.
Oh, due to FAA directions stemming from the ongoing government shutdown, Alaska Airlines is planning to cancel dozens of flights at Seattle Tacoma International Airport beginning today. So impacted passengers are going to have to rebook or take a refund. And then just monitor your flight status. Use flexible travel options. My husband is out of the state right now, and I'm already worried. Like,
well, at least he got out.
He might not be getting back.
Well, you know, some people consider that to be a breath of fresh air.
I mean, he's at the beach in San Diego right now. I don't think he'd mind being stuck there for an extra day or two.
Let's check out Brad on the beach in San Diego right now. Right, thanks, Brad.
He also took all my edibles with him.
Well, that's why he sounds like this.
Not like you can't find any other
place. That's what I said. I'm like, you're going to California, bro.
I'll send you some of the targeted ads that I get on Instagram. The most recent ones being the Cheech and Chong, or just Cheech, I can't remember, but their own line of mushrooms.
Oh, boy.
Which apparently you can buy.
That's just what people need.
Well, I'll get you some, and then you can sound just like Brad. Last night, did you guys watch Thursday Night Football?
Yes.
A little bit. How'd you feel about it? It was a real battle of offensive juggernauts, 10-7.
It was very uneventful. There were some interceptions. For a second, I'm like, are the Raiders going to win?
The Raiders played a game where Geno Smith was the quarterback and there was interceptions. Yes.
I was watching the game at a beer bar, and my friend, who was a Broncos fan, was like, this is the most frustrating team, 7-2 team to watch ever.
It was
That's
bananas.
Right, they are 7-2.
Yes.
Well, it didn't look like it when they played the Raiders. No. And Geno got hurt.
Yeah.
That was a little gnarly.
Yeah.
And what does it say about their backup quarterback? Like, yeah, we'll deal with Geno, who throws interceptions all the time with one bad leg. And we'll keep him in, as opposed to, was it Kenny Pickett?
Emphasis on the pick.
Danny V.
Yeah, it was me. I did like seeing Tyler Lockett out there, though.
Yeah, he had a couple catches.
That was kind of
I think five catches.
Yeah.
Better than most of the guys on the Raiders. Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 56 degrees and going to be a cloudy day today. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. Go Hawks, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Well, speaking of the Seahawks and our game this Sunday against the Cardinals, we're going to get to preview the game with Hall of Famer Walter Jones.
Big Walt.
Big Walt's going to join us at 6:20. Stick around. Happy Blue Friday, Rockaholics. Yeah. Big game coming up Sunday, Seahawks versus Cardinals. And I got to say, I feel like fans are feeling pretty good about things this season, Steve.
I'm feeling pretty great. I mean, they're the top team in the power rankings as well.
And we've got our buddy Big Walt, Walter Jones, joining us now to talk Seahawks and more. Good morning, Walt. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, guys. How you guys doing?
Dude, we're fired up. How are you feeling about this team right now?
I feel good about where the team is at right now. I think, you know, coming off last year with all the changes, you know, you didn't know, you know, what this quarterback was going to be like. You know, was he a one-hit wonder with what he did in Minnesota? But I think he's playing even better than he played last year in Minnesota. So I think he even found a great place to come and help this team out. So I think, you know, with all the changes, we're right where we need to be at this moment.
I'm glad you brought it because I just saw that he was named Player of the Week. I mean, that last game was just bonkers. It was just like 17 of 17. I mean, there were four touchdowns before they even went to halftime. It's just we're watching, like you said, an MVP-style performance from him. And also, I mean, I know there's a guy that was on the offensive line. I think we got to talk a little bit about how much time he has now with the ball in his hand because he doesn't get sacked. And it's been quite a turnaround for our offensive line as well. And what would you attribute that to?
I think you take it off the jar, you know, with our picks this year, you know, with Gable. Gable was a plug-and-play guy. And we got everybody. Lucas is healthy. You know, last year he came back, but I thought, you know, still again, when you come in from a major injury like that, it usually takes you a year in advance where you start feeling like yourself again. So, but I think those guys take it upon themselves. You know, most of those guys have been here for a minute, so they understand, you know, what fans said about the offensive line. So I think they take it upon themselves. And I think with offensive linemen still again, if these guys can stay healthy, you know, I think with offensive linemen, you have to throw us in the fire and we learn as we go. I think this offensive line is learning as they go and understand how important they are to this team and what this team want to do.
We're chatting with Walter Jones, Big Walt. And Walt, I know we just brought Rashid Shaheed into the fold, and that's very exciting. I know people have some, you know, concerns about Cooper Kupp. What are your thoughts on how this is going to affect us for the rest of the season?
I think bodies and bodies, you know, you look at his speed and the things that he can do. It kind of gives you a reminiscence of when we brought in Percy Harvin, you know what I'm saying? A guy that, you know, you don't expect him to get all the, but you got to find some plays to get him the ball. So I think, you know, if they figure out what type of player he is and how they want to use him, and still again, you know, what JSN is doing is amazing. But still again, I think as you start building this team, you got to start thinking about, okay, what is our backup plan if this guy go down? You don't want to think like that, but still a guy, you want a guy that can take the top off the defense, and now that's just going to open up for JSN to continue to keep doing what he's doing.
We're chatting with Big Wall. You brought up Percy Harvin, and because I've been watching the interviews with Rashid Shaheed and reading about a lot of people talk about how he just seems like he's such a good, good dude and just like a real nice guy. Maybe we don't have to worry about him punching any players, though, in between. But in your time of playing football, I mean, we heard about the story way back in the day with Percy Harvin, and I do you remember a time when you were playing and there was a fight in the locker room, maybe during a game, and you're just like, what the hell is going on, guys?
I think it happens all the time, more than what you hear in the media. I think it's just part of the game. You got guys, everybody want to win, everybody want to do right, and everybody want to be the guy. So I think it happens more often than you think, you know. And a lot of that stuff, you keep it in the locker room, you know, you see it. And I think, you know, the coaches always say, you know, once you're off the field, you leave it on the field, because most of the time that's what happens. It's something that happens on the field. But still, again, those guys go out there and make sure that, you know, they're doing what they need to do to help the team win. But, you know, I would say that stuff happens all the time. You know, I can't honestly playing the game, you know, I think it'd be more coaches and players back and forth more than just players. So not to hear that players get in, especially in a high-rise game like that, the Super Bowl or the week going into the Super Bowl. But still, again, I understand that the pressure is building. So I totally get it, and I know it happens all the time.
Was there a player in your playing days that just would drive you up a wall where you're like, maybe you didn't get into a fight with you? Like, dude, if you don't stop talking, I'm going to just punch you in the face.
No, maybe I'll send a Robbie Toback.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody knows. I think everybody knows Robbie Toback antics and what to do. But I think he's a guy that keeps the team together. But still, again,
it's the effect that all Washington State Cougars. I think it's just what happens. These Cougs, right, Taryn?
Totally,
yeah,
totally.
Drive you up a wall.
Big Walt, if you don't mind, we got to play a quick song, but we would love to chat more with you about food.
Yeah, I got some food questions.
All right, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you are just tuning in, we have been catching up on all things Seahawks with the legend, Big Walt.
Hall of Famer, baby.
That's him.
Big Walt, so if someone's going to the game and you have Big Walt's Kitchen, which is a great place to get some food over at Lumen Field, what are you recommending to someone? Like, I'm going there, I'm getting lunch, I'm here at the Seahawks game, I'm looking at your menu from all like the bang bang chicken tenders and fries to the chicken tenders and fries to the rotating sauce chicken tenders and fries. There's Nashville hot chicken sandwich as well. I'm getting hungry even talking to you about this. What are you recommending? What's your go-to?
Oh, man, I'm recommending Bang Bang tenders, but I would say do this: take the Bang Bang, take the Bang Bang sauce and put it with the chicken sandwich, and then you got something very special. Then try out my favorite. I get it from my mom. I know a lot of people are still trying to figure out what it's all about, but I have a tradition. It's called Coke and Peanuts. Anything you get at Big Walt Kitchen, it'd be amazing. But those are the two things that I go there, or I make a call and say, "Hey, I need this. Can you send this to Sweet Such and Such?"
Oh, that's awesome. Of course, if anyone's going to make a delivery call at the game, it would be Big Walt. It's like, look, it's Big Walt's Kitchen. You grab me that Bang Bang chicken and my Coke and peanuts and bring it to me.
Mm-hmm. That's how it goes, man. You know, it's all fun.
Big Walt, we love talking about food, obviously, as you can tell. And I know Thanksgiving is just a couple of weeks away. Mm-hmm. One Thanksgiving dish has to go. It's off the table. It's never coming back. What's the one that you could do without?
Green bean casserole.
Okay, I strongly disagree with you. That's one of my favorites. But, you know, to each his own.
All right, while we're talking, Big Walt, what's your feeling on candied yams with the marshmallows?
I love candied yams. You cannot go wrong with candied
yams. Thank you.
You cannot go wrong.
Well, I work with two people who hate it.
And see, me and you at that age, like, I think a lot of people don't understand with the marshmallows in it, too. It just gives you a whole nother flavor to it, though. So it can take you back to that kid's life. You know, you get the marshmallow. You know, you put the marshmallows in and hot cocoa and all that stuff, so it kind of brings you back to that part. So
yeah, the two of them are looking at me and, you know, listening to you shaking their head in disapproval. And I don't get it, because it's like the greatest, most delicious thing. It's what I look forward to for Thanksgiving.
Well, now I also have to know, because Big Walt, you're a culinary enthusiast, how do you do your chicken? Are you a briner? Do you deep fry that thing? What's the method?
I honestly, in the last maybe 5 years, I got into, you know, everybody's into the fried turkey and all that. It's still a good, but, you know, I grew up, my mom grew up, we did ham. We was a ham people. We ate, so we did ham for Thanksgiving. So if you can do ham, I'm going to be happy. Like I say, I'm getting into, I done had some pretty good, you know, with the deep fried turkeys and stuff, and it's not bad, but still, again, you know, I'm a ham guy. So if I'm coming to your dinner, make sure you got some ham somewhere.
You can slam that ham.
Slam that ham.
For sure.
<Yeah.
laughs>
Well, it's always a great time getting to chat with you. And what a great first half of the season for the Seattle Seahawks. You know, there are national people talking about maybe these guys are Super Bowl contenders. How do you agree with them? How are you feeling about this team?
I think they right where they need to be at. I think everything's going to lay out the way they're supposed to lay out. I think the way that the NFL got the records, the schedule laid out, I think it's going to work out perfectly where, you know, our conference are alone, you know what I'm saying? We got three teams that's right there in the hunt. So I think in this weekend going to put some space between us and those. But still, again, I think this team, if they continue to go out and play the way they played on Sunday night, they're going to be a tough team to out.
And one last question for you about the Seahawks. First half, we're looking at who the first half MVP is. I'm looking at, for me personally, I'm torn between, you got JSN, you got Sam Darnold, and you got Leonard Williams. I feel like those three are the most talked about on the team. But if you had to pick one MVP for this first half, who would you go with?
You got to go to quarterback. I think, you know, with the changes, a guy that coming in his first year and the things that he's able to do and the way that him and JSN are. And I think, you know, even though the JSN is having a career year, he can't do that without the quarterback. So mm-hmm. I feel like the quarterback is definitely the MVP, because he's definitely keeping the dreams alive, the hopes alive. All their goals are right there in front of them, and it's all predicated on what this quarterback going to do.
Plus, Sam seems like a candied yams kind of guy, too.
Oh, boy.
Oh, totally. You can see it.
Yeah.
Big Walt, Walter Jones, thank you so much for jumping on to talk some Seahawks. Cardinals this Sunday. Let's go, Hawks.
And also catch Big Walt on the fifth quarter with Paul Sylvie after the Seahawks games.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
Hell yeah, man.
Thank you.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve this morning? The man with 348 wins,
yes,
122 losses, and 100 ties so far this year. Call 206-803-ROCK if you think you can beat Miggs at 650.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.